You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Gretchen and I decided, and we concurred, I don't know, this was only about a week ago, that when people tell you about their dreams, it's some of the top five most boring conversations of all time. Nobody wants to hear really anybody's dreams, but I'm going to tell you anyway. So I rarely remember them.
Nice setup.
I read some little story that says you only remember your dreams if you're having it while you wake up. If you have a dream in the middle of your sleep, you don't remember it. What you remember are the ones just as you come to consciousness. And that was exactly the case this morning. So tell me why. I've only been on ice skates once in my life, and that was 20-something years ago. Mm-hmm. I went to one of those little rinks over at, I can't remember where it was, not Cinderella City, not Belmar, something. And I enjoyed it, but I mean, just being on skates one time, I'm not skilled.
Yeah.
So please tell me why my very vivid and realistic dream last night was me lacing up the skates to play hockey and do one-on-one against the world's best female goalie.
That I don't know. We had, gosh, it was yesterday, an extensive conversation off the air about ice skating. Josh and I were talking about it. I think you chimed in a couple times on something.
I did.
What were we talking about?
Conversation.
Yeah, we were talking about ice skating yesterday off the air, so maybe that triggered something in your mind.
Maybe,
but
I guess.
And then, you know, we're always talking about the Avs and hockey and stuff.
I checked the Avs score last night, but I was checking all the scores. I was checking the Avs, Nuggets. Anyway, I was supposed to go up one-on-one against this woman goalie, but the next thing you know, I was in the middle of an actual game,
all
and it was
right.
Embarrassing because I didn't know where to line up. You know, for when they dropped the puck, I didn't know where I was supposed to be. And when my alarm went off, I had a breakaway down the right-hand side with the puck.
Oh, we'll never know.
And then the alarm went off, and at first it was part of the dream, and then I was like, oh,
darn it. Darn it.
So I was a hockey player for the first time in my life last night.
Right on.
And I would love to know, maybe it was the conversation yesterday that you guys were
having.
What
were we talking about? It was like cutting fingers off, like ice skating or something.
I will tell you this.
I'm talking about how sharp the skates were, I think.
I really sucked at it. So even in the dream, I was not very good.
Those pads are heavy and yeah.
So
that's funny.
Anyway, that was my night last night, right, dreaming of hockey. And I wonder why I was going up against a woman goalie.
Well, it's because you love women.
Was there something
there's
like
something
a Freudian
there
thing
is
in there?
There some sort of
trying to get the
fetish
puck
thing?
I mean,
or
you know.
I don't know.
Anyway, before we get in trouble, let's talk about your talented kid.
Yeah, so Reedman has been going crazy because he wants one of these hoverboards that all the neighbor kids have now. It's like, you know, a skateboard turned sideways basically with the big wheels on it. They're hoverboards. And he really wants one of those, and they're like $200. I'm like, well, bud, you know, save up. We're just not buying you one of those out of the blue for any reason. So now he has taken his love of crocheting that he has learned through the pandemic here, and he has set up the coolest little booth in the house with all of his crocheted items. He has made crocheted snakes and rings for your hand, hats, scarves, you know, the list goes on and on.
Is he going to do an Etsy store?
He's going to go old school. I haven't brought up the Etsy store yet. Shh. Because that means
doing?
I'm really going to be heavily involved. He's going to set up the table out in the street and see if he can sell to the neighborhood his crocheted wares. To buy a hoverboard. He's made little gift cards that people can buy. He's going to sell crocheting lessons. $10 for 30 minutes.
My goodness.
He's got this whole business plan. He's put little barcodes on everything.
Well, let me ask you something.
But I know, I thought about the Etsy stuff.
Do Etsy. But here's, because my stepdaughter does a lot of online sales of things.
Yeah.
So yeah, get him going. Come on, Dad. Yeah. 21st century.
Well, the problem is I'm going to have to sit out front with him all weekend because, you know, stranger danger.
Well,
so now I'm going to be, I got other things to do in the afternoon than manage an Etsy site.
Go online. But here's the other question. What happens if the friendly neighborhood police pull up and ask to see some sort of sales license?
Well.
Because, you know, he's got to charge sales tax and everything when he's doing that.
He sure does. I don't know. Hopefully they're just cool about it.
Hopefully they buy something.
Hopefully they don't smell the pot on him. No. I'm joking. He's nine. I'm joking.
He's almost 10.
Whoop, 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 whoop.